know, we're counting down. We're getting our equipment ready, and 3 weeks from Monday, we'll have the towers at Casino Beach.
Dave Greenwood is Public Safety Director at Santa Rosa Island Authority. He'll greet applicants at the University of West Florida's Aquatic Center Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
First step to becoming a lifeguard out here is complete a 600-yard swim in 10 minutes or less. After the swim, there's a 30-minute rest period, and then the candidate is required to run a mile and a half in 12 minutes or less to successfully complete that portion of the physical abilities test. And then we schedule the potential employee for an interview.
SRIA will take as many applicants as they can find, but the tryouts will be limited to 80 participants. After the tryouts, they'll go through a human resources process. Those hired will be county employees.
Once they're cleared with our human resources of Escambia County, they'll come out and they'll receive 80 hours of pre-service lifeguard instruction. We show them exactly the way our operation runs out here. We provide them 40 hours of surf rescue training, then 40 hours of medical training.
Starting late last year, returning lifeguards have been undergoing a minimum of 16 hours of refresher training for the 2021 tourist season.
We've had 54 lifeguards complete refresher training. The first weekend we did it was in December, and then the 4 weekends of January we did returning training. We have to be prepared. No longer can we wait till Memorial Day rolls around to start training people. We have to be on the beach in March.
As one previous public safety director once said to a lifeguard class, the Gulf of Mexico is not the country club or hotel pool. Greenwood concurs, saying it's a beautiful environment to work in, but it can be challenging.
And we have to continuously adapt to the surf out here because the surf dictates pretty much what we're going to be throwing at for that day. However, you can never take your guard down because even on seemingly calm days, we have to perform some life-saving measures. So it's a very challenging environment to work in, and it requires a lot of physical and mental stamina.
When UWF began its women's swimming and diving program to offset football as per Title IX requirements, it opened up a treasure trove of future lifeguards, which Greenwood says continues to benefit the beachgoers of today.
Several of our team members, almost 20 of them, have been Argo swimmers that come from that team or just incredible team members. Our core competency is water, and they are phenomenal in the water, and they're mentally very cohesive, and they learn quick, and they've just been really almost a gold mine for employees.
And when their stints in the towers come to an end, they move on to other walks of life.
The first season of Argo swimming, the first swimmer we picked up, she's now in her medical residency program, and that was 7 years ago. So we wish all of them the best, and they go on to do great things.
Minimum age to try out is 16, and American Red Cross lifeguard certification is preferred. More information on becoming a Guardian of the Gulf can be found by calling 850-503-1799 or emailing adjohnson@myescambia.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.